we're up to letter number 1641 in volume 6 of the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. And we're up to, this is dated the 16th day of Sivan Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So again, the Rebbe here is encouraging that people who have the time and have the ability, they should spend more time learning rather than less time studying. Basically saying that while, you know, you could get away, even halachically speaking, by doing a chapter in the morning and a chapter in the evening, and some people even say you're doing the Shema, you're actually reading a portion of the Torah. Some people say you can get away with that. But the Rebbe says that based on the rulings of the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch, he says that only if you don't have any choice, in other words, you're preoccupied with your livelihood, with your business, you need to. But if you have the ability to do more, then you have to do more. Let's read what the Rebbe writes. Shalom Ubracha, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, Noam li lishmoy, I was pleased, it was sweet to hear from this Rabbi Gavriel Zelkin, who related to the Rebbe, Kagan, that's the last name, Gavriel Zelkagan, that you have a set time to learn the Talmud with the Rashi Tosfos. And the Rebbe adds to it, it's not sufficient basically just to learn on your own, for sure that you also participate in a class which is given publicly. The Rebbe's a lot into learning in a public forum and in a fitting for you. But the Rebbe said this is self-understood, that it's not sufficient at all and at all just to participate in a class and just have a set time for study. That's not sufficient, especially there is a discussion in the Talmud and it's been ruled in the Shulchan Aruch in the laws of studying Torah, especially in the code of law to the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch, in the laws of studying Torah. He says that this idea that one chapter in the morning and one chapter in the evening, which says, you know, the verse states you have to study by day and by night. So they say by day and by night, it means one in the morning, one at night, and you're done. That's your satisfied, your obligation. But the Alter Rebbe writes, this is only the way, this is only for those who, according to Torah, they have to find their livelihood in such a way that many hours of the day they need to devote to their business, to their livelihood. But those people who don't have to, who are not forced to do that, and the Rebbe brings down over here, instead of a few words over here, I'm not following exactly, seems like maybe there's a word or two missing, but in any event, the Rebbe said these people have to occupy themselves in Torah, mostly, and they only should spend less time in just in worldly matters. And the Rebbe says, so how does one know to which category does he belong? Does he belong to the ones that should spend more time for Torah, or do he spend to the category for the people that spend more time doing their work? So the Rebbe says, the one who should make this decision should be made through other people, not by yourself. You don't decide for yourself which category you're in, because for yourself, and sometimes your evil inclination, in Yiddish, they have a word for him. They call him the Klugenker. Klugenker means the sly one, one who always comes up with ideas, you know. So he usually finds ways and persuasion. So how to persuade the person not to do more? The Rebbe says, since I don't really know you, and I also don't know your style of learning, and the time you spend learning, and how your business works, and the time that you devote to your business. So the Rebbe says, I can't really suggest to you, even though the Rebbe just says other people should decide. But the Rebbe said, I can't be the other, I can't decide for you, because I don't know the exact circumstances. So I'm suggesting that you should seek counsel from the elder Hasidim that are in your place, they know you, and they will guide you how you should distribute your time in matters of Torah, Yerushalayim, and how much in work-related matters. And you should do as they instruct you, and may blessed Hashem succeed you to find the right directions before Him, and you should go from one elevation to the next elevation, as the Torah teaches us, always in holiness, one should constantly strive to grow more and more and a higher level. And it almost seems like, even though, and the Rebbe ends with blessings, it almost seems like, even though he doesn't say that he asked the Rebbe, but it seems like, it's not like the Rebbe is just all of a sudden just giving him advice. It seemed like the person was sort of inquiring or wanting to know or had some sort of a request, because you see from the Rebbe's answer that he should follow their guidance and things like that, meaning that he was sort of asking, seems like he was asking the Rebbe. But the Rebbe says to get the right answer, you got to go to people that know you and they can really direct you.